The Little Baker.
小面包师.
Meet Micah, a young baker who lives in a small German town. He shows you how to bake rolls and pretzels and answers some simple questions about his job.
认识米夏，一个住在德国小镇上的年轻面包师。他会向你展示如何烤面包卷和椒盐卷饼，并回答一些关于他职业的简单问题。
Micah wakes up at 4 every morning.
米夏每天早上四点起床。
He prepares the dough first.
他首先准备面团。
The dough needs time to rise.
面团需要一段时间才能发酵。
Micah uses the time to clean the bakery.
米夏利用这个时间帮面包店打扫卫生。
He likes the smell of the bakery.
他喜欢面包店的香味。
After the dough rises, Micah makes rolls.
面团发酵完成后，米夏开始制作面包卷。
He cuts the dough into small pieces.
他把面团分成小块。
Then he rolls them into balls.
然后他将其卷成圆形。
With the rolls done, Micah makes pretzels.
面包卷准备好后，米夏开始制作椒盐卷饼。
He stretches the dough and forms knots.
他将面团拉长并形成扭结。
Micah enjoys making pretzels.
米夏喜欢制作椒盐卷饼。
He puts rolls and pretzels in the oven.
他把面包卷和椒盐卷饼放入烤箱。
While baking, he waits and organizes other things.
烤的时候，他等待并整理其他东西。
Meech's rolls and pretzels smell great.
米夏的面包卷和椒盐卷饼闻起来很好吃。
His customers are always happy with his bread.
他的客户总是对他的面包感到满意。
Micah loves being a baker.
米夏喜欢当面包师。
Max and Clara spend a weekend at the Hotel Berghof.
马克思和克拉拉在贝尔霍夫酒店度过了一个周末。
They learn how to check in, book a room, and make special requests.
他们学习如何在酒店办理入住、预订房间和提出特殊要求。
Max and Clara are very excited.
马克思和克拉拉非常兴奋。
It is their first time spending the weekend at a luxury hotel.
这是他们第一次在豪华酒店度过周末。
They arrive at the hotel, and the receptionist welcomes them.
他们到达酒店，前台员工欢迎他们。
Clara smiles and answers the questions.
克拉拉微笑着回答问题。
Their room is on the fourth floor.
他们的房间在四楼。
The room is large and comfortable, with a view of the mountains.
房间大且舒适，窗外能看到山景。
They love the view here.
他们喜欢这里的景色。
One evening, they have dinner at the hotel restaurant.
一天晚上，他们在酒店餐厅吃晚餐。
The food is delicious, and the service is excellent.
食物很美味，服务也很好。
The next day, they visit a hot spring.
第二天，他们去了一个温泉。
The hot spring is very relaxing.
温泉非常放松。
It is a perfect weekend.
这是一个完美的周末。
They have already planned to come back next time.
他们已经计划下次再来。
Invitation to dinner.
晚餐邀请。
Patrick wants to invite his friends to dinner.
帕特里克想邀请他的朋友共进晚餐。
He plans the menu carefully and discusses the preparations and plans for the evening.
他仔细计划菜单，并讨论晚上的准备工作和计划。
Early in the morning, he went to the market.
清晨，他去了市场。
He bought the freshest ingredients available.
他买了最好的新鲜食材。
He was particular about the taste of each dish.
他对每道菜的口味都很讲究。
In the afternoon, he began his preparations. He chopped the vegetables first.
下午，他开始准备。他先切蔬菜。
Then, he started marinating the chicken.
然后，他开始腌制鸡肉。
A mix of herbs and spices filled the kitchen.
香草和香料的混合填满了厨房。
By evening, the dining table was set.
傍晚，餐桌准备完毕。
The table was adorned with fine dinnerware and a floral centerpiece.
桌上是精美的餐具，中央摆放着一个花卉装饰。
His friends began to arrive.
他的朋友开始到来。
The room was filled with laughter and chatter.
房间里充满了很多欢声笑语。
Everyone was impressed with the culinary delights.
每个人都对美食留下了深刻的印象。
It was an unforgettable evening.
那是一个难忘的夜晚。
A day in Berlin.
在柏林的一天。
Experience a day in the capital of Germany with Marcus. He describes in detail his favorite spots, the history of the city, and offers tips for unique places to visit.
与马克思体验德国首都的一天。他详细描述了他最喜欢的地方、城市的历史，并提供了一些独特的旅游建议。
Marcus started his day at the Berlin Wall, early in the morning.
马克思清晨在柏林墙开始了他的一天。
The wall represents a significant historical divide.
这座墙标志着一种重要的历史分界线。
He imagined the circumstances of the time and felt the value of freedom.
他想象着当时的环境，并感受到了自由的价值。
Then, he made his way towards the Brandenburg Gate.
然后，他朝着勃兰登堡门走去。
It is an eternal symbol representing unity.
这是一个永恒的象征，代表着团结。
He strolled through its majestic architecture.
他在那里优雅的建筑中漫步。
Marcus enjoyed the hustle and bustle of the city.
马克思享受着城市的喧嚣和活力。
Around noon, he arrived at a hidden cafe.
中午时分，他来到了一个隐藏的咖啡馆。
The coffee was rich, intense, and warm.
咖啡浓郁，浓烈且温暖。
He was surrounded by cyclists, street artists, and the diversity of life.
他被骑自行车的人、街头画家和生活的多样性所包围。
In the afternoon, Marcus visited Museum Island.
下午，马克思参观了博物馆岛。
He marveled at the beauty of art and history.
他惊叹于艺术和历史的美丽。
The museums are treasures of German culture.
这些博物馆是德国文化的珍宝。
As the sun set, he walked along the River Spree.
当太阳落山时，他漫步在斯普雷河边。
The lights on the river began to twinkle, mesmerizing him.
河上的灯光开始闪烁，令他着迷。
In the evening, he concluded his journey at a traditional restaurant.
晚上，他在一家传统餐厅里结束了他的旅程。